This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff.
I'm going to put on my walking shoes tonight. Well, I'm leaving here because you don't treat me right.
Talk about making lemonade out of a particularly sour lemon. A year or so ago, longtime friends Victoria Godfrey, Tim Smith, and Mark Richter holed up on a piece of southwestern wilderness to sustain each other through their separate divorces. Out of this has come DivorceCamp.com, a companionably practical website that's awash in conversations with lawyers, psychologists, healthcare providers, and others who have experienced divorce in all its glory.
Welcome.
The term divorce camp just got tossed around because we had no other way to explain why three of us were living in this remote corner of southeast Arizona. And we'd go to the store and have two shopping carts full of goodies because we lived 2.5 hours from Tucson and there was nothing in between. And everyone would say, "Are you having a party?" I'd say, "No, we're in divorce camp." And they'd say, "What's that?" I said, "Well, we're all getting divorced and we're just helping each other through it." And invariably, the response was, "Oh, I wish I'd had that." We also had the experience of going online and looking for divorce information. And the websites were like sitting in bleak doctor's offices, waiting rooms, just fluorescent blue, dreary.
You mean
cold.
The look of the website?
The look of the website, and then the way the content
was like
was
abandon
delivered.
All hope.
Exactly. Exactly. Looking at a legal site, well, that was frosty. Looking at sites that were trying to offer some kind of emotional support, they were Pollyanna. Oh, everything will be all right. Go for a walk. Everything will be fine. Nobody was saying, "This really stinks. And we know that there are days when you don't want to get out of bed. We know that you can be terribly lonely." Nobody was really addressing it from a personal side. And that's when we realized that what people needed were the facts, but delivered in a way that was palatable, a little bit at a time.
Take me back to somebody actually having the light bulb moment that birthed DivorceCamp.com.
There was a moment of epiphany. We had gone to Hatch, New Mexico in September. And Hatch is the chili capital of the United States. And as we drove in, we rolled the windows of the truck down, and the scent of roasted chilies fills the air. And every shop front is brilliant with chili ristras. And we picked up the 240 pounds of roasted chilies that we had pre-ordered. And we then went to this wonderful little restaurant called the Pepper Pot in Hatch. And we ordered our lunches and fabulous food. And the waitress said, "Where are you all from?" I don't know if we walked around like we had a sign over us that suggested that we were otherworldly. But she asked, and we told her. And it was the divorce camp thing again. And she just glazed over. The water pitcher she was holding in her left hand just sort of slumped, and she started pouring water on the floor as she told us about going to her cousin's wedding. And on the way home, her husband of 24 years out of the blue said, "I want a divorce." And we felt so bad for her. What can you say? And that's when, on that 2-hour ride home, we realized we have to share this. We have to make this accessible to other people in some way. And then our wheels started turning on how to create the site.
I'll be wearing my old traveling hat. Now, baby, what do you think of that?
The website is designed with the personal side where we tell our stories. We never mention our spouses, by the way. That's one of the cardinal rules of divorce camp: no spouse bashing. Not that it didn't happen once in a while, but it's a negative emotion, and it just negativity has a way of propagating if you let it. And so we were always trying to remain positive. And on the site, we encourage people to take the high road because we learned what a big difference that makes.
Divorce is common. Some people seem to come out of it stronger, more capable, more sure of themselves. Other people seem to come out of it really kind of stuck. What do you think makes the difference?
I certainly can think of examples of people who are stultified by divorce. I think the difference is knowing how hard you tried to make a marriage work and accepting failure without disgrace and embracing the joy of being a changing person instead of a lost soul, that you, as if you left part of yourself behind. Ultimately, in time, you should be able to look back on the relationship you had and just string the good moments together into a sparkling necklace that you want to wear, that you're not ashamed of. If you can't do that, then I think you are stuck in the quagmire of failure.
You're letting yourself be defined by that failure.
Exactly.
Were you looking in divorce camp, you, Victoria, for something to do? Were you looking for income? Were you looking to push your boundaries? What were you looking to get out of this?
Well, honestly, as it started with that waitress in Hatch, New Mexico, it was an altruistic need to share something that was very positive.
Yeah.
And then when you realize that you can make lemonade, obviously I was getting divorced and I had to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life and support that. I had a dog to feed. And so the idea of monetizing the site came around rather quickly. The way we have it set up, there's a tremendous amount of information for free. Mm-hmm. And then there is a portion of the site where we're constantly updating both portions of the site, the free part and the paid membership. In the paid membership, what you get are interviews with professionals. And if you figure a divorce attorney can cost anywhere from $175 to $1,000 an hour, depending upon the complexity of your divorce and where you live and the attorney you hire, what we're looking at is a membership of about $25 a month, which is about 6 minutes of an attorney's time, who charges $250 an hour. And so what we're offering are many, many, many interviews with psychiatrists, psychologists, child psychologists, family counselors, health practitioners, to help people educate themselves. Because an educated divorce is going to be less expensive and less difficult. And most of all, it's going to be easier on children.
You've been working on this for a year?
A good year. I mean, it took us about half a year, well, actually a little less than half a year to come up with the idea. And then we started working on it. And there's so much information on divorce. It's not like you've got this really fine-tuned idea that you're going to create a website about, you know, I don't know, I read about one of a left-handed organ player who taught people how to play soul music. When you get that specific, there's only so much to say. But in the case of divorce, it's overwhelming. And so what we did was we divided divorce into four different categories. The four stages of a divorce is what we call it. First is, am I getting a divorce? Do I really need a divorce? And we're not encouraging divorce. We'd like to see people work it out if they can. And perhaps too often people just give it up. And there's a statistic floating around that says that 50% of all marriages fail, which is almost licensed to just drop it because you only had a 50-50 chance anyway.
Yeah.
The second stage is, all right, I'm getting divorced. That's the big stage. That's where you need a lot of answers and a lot of emotional support. And the third stage is post-divorce, kind of letting the dust settle, picking up the pieces, you know, what now? And, oh, that's right, I've got to transfer that to him, and you know, just working things out. And then the fourth stage is emerging to your new life when everything's behind you. And you're you're going to be different. That is the given with divorce. Nothing is going to be the same for you. And we want people to embrace that and take that opportunity, because so often people are in relationships where they're defined by the other person. They don't get to do the things that they might like to do. They're limited that way. And suddenly here's this opportunity to go back to school or pursue a career or travel or do something that you wanted to do that you couldn't do because you were shackled to an unhappy situation. I might mention that we have the four stages of divorce, but below each of those stages, if you want to picture it as an outline, there are three aspects. The personal, emotional aspect, the legal, financial aspect, and children.
Okay.
That took us some doing to to come up with how to arrange the site, how to start making sense of divorce. And the only way we could think that through, because I'm very visual and I'm not savvy enough to do that on some kind of computer spreadsheet that would work it out for me. There, if you can picture this, my kitchen table completely cleared off with 3x5 cards with sticky notes stuck underneath them. That's how we could begin organizing and creating the site map, if you will.
You, as a person, mm-hmm. how have you changed, grown, developed, whatever, in the past year plus that you've been working so closely with the process of divorce in all its ramifications?
I'm certainly a happier person. I'm less stressed, and I have clinical proof of that because I have a health condition, and it's made changes in that. I feel like I have all sorts of options that are thrilling to me. I feel like I dream again. And
you mean when you're awake?
Yes, yes. I have strange dreams when I'm asleep, but my awake dreams are they're good. They're very good. I'm, for example, this past week, my neighbor came over and turned a new garden spot for me because my old one was shady, and I haven't had a garden since 2007, and I used to always have a garden. And yesterday he turned plowed it a couple of weeks ago, and yesterday he tilled it, and I'm standing there clutching my pea seeds ready to for this metaphorical garden to just begin again.
I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Well, I'm leaving here 'cause you don't treat me right. All you do is make me cry. So now I'm gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna put on my walking.
DivorceCamp.com goes live today. You'll find a link on the Spark page at WMRA.org.